This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, 5:45 in the morning. I'm happy to report yesterday was completely uneventful.
Is that right?
Yes. Thank goodness.
Dude's on the heel.
Better, you know, it's like day three, so he's pretty sore, but other than that, everything's good. He crawled around under the house. They're getting the lights all set up for the party. Listen, he had stuff to do, Yuzi.
What about his scabs and all the stuff?
He had to do what he had to do. Richard came over.
You made him do stuff.
I did not make him do anything. Richard showed up, and they're like, let's get those
Jesus.
Lights together.
Well, Richard, you...
Yeah, Richard.
Dick, get under there. Get under it, Dick.
Is he buying a fixie anytime soon?
What's a fixie?
The bike he crashed on.
No, he's
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Did he damage the bicycle that is Joe's?
I didn't mean that. I
actually have no idea. I certainly hope not. But.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not blaming Joe, but Joe shouldn't have put him on that bike.
No, after
they're weird.
Drinks and it's dark out.
If you've never ridden
no
a fixie,
helmet.
they're weird. They're attached to the wheel roll. They're locked to the wheel roll, yep. So you don't really
right.
know
no
what that...
coasting.
You don't
there's
get
no
what that means until you ride
unless
one.
Unless you've stopped the bike, there's no stopping pedaling.
And then you go, this thing sucks. Mm. But for a workout, they're incredible.
Sure. That's what you're looking for.
Even going downhill, the resistance riding is actually great.
I'm sure it is.
But, you know, you have to know that that's how that works.
Yeah.
And then you add the drinks and the...
In the dark.
What was
and
he
then
thinking
no
getting on a bike anyway?
They're just out there being dumb boys.
Boys.
God.
Oh. Boys are so dumb.
They come walking in and they just...
You're so hot, but you're so dumb. Right?
I guess. I don't know.
She can't
girls
agree with
never
the hot
do
thing.
That. It's, like, oh,
it's super
okay.
not hot to walk into a house all like, whoa.
Something just happened. Feel the back of my head. Am I bleeding?
Oh. No. So that's getting done.
Well, good. And I went and I went to the auto body shop with my new van.
Minivan.
And
thank you.
Now you're
thank
doing
you,
it?
Well, someone has to.
Yeah.
That's the law.
Nobody has to.
Yeah. You can't really call it a van unless it's a van. When it's a minivan, people need to know, you know, so they can have a visual.
Van's in the title. It's a van.
Yeah, minivan.
Anyway,
it's all one word.
The point is...
Anyway,
see what I live with?
So you take your
everybody?
Minivan in.
I take my van in, and of course, I mean, I knew that there's, you can, it's not like, oh, if you look, you go, oh man, there's marks there.
Mm.
So I can either live with them, which is the easiest thing to do
yes.
initially,
mm-hmm.
especially with the pending other stuff I got going. But anyway, I take it in, and the guy goes, yeah, you got to fix this.
Oh.
We just fixed this thing.
Is it the same guy?
Well, it's the same company, yeah.
It's like, they're like, again.
Well,
we still have your claim right here from last week.
I said, I'm starting to worry this car is cursed. And they're like, well.
Could be. I'm sure they've seen cursed cars. It
yeah.
has been known to happen.
Yeah.
Twice. In not even half a year.
No. Oh, my God, no. That was maybe 2 months ago. Maybe.
Anyway, so he wrote me up a thing, and we've started the claim. I'll be dropping her off again very soon for a new back bumper and the underguts of whatever got. And I got to get
it. The frame is not damaged, right?
No, that wasn't that bad. And then you have to get a baby seat replacement.
Oh.
Someone texted about that yesterday. If mm-hmm. you're, what's the thing? If you get into an accident and your child's in the car, you need to get a new baby seat.
You have to replace the baby seat.
Is it a built-in one?
No.
So now you just have to get a new one. They're like, that one's been compromised.
Right.
Right. It's just like on a bike helmet.
Yeah.
You crash with a bike helmet.
That's a one-time crash
unit. You need a new
unit.
One afterward.
Right.
So Whatever. See, the guy had insurance.
That's good.
I can still see his face and see him blaming it on his kid, but whatever.
I thought about that yesterday.
Please don't blame stuff on your kids.
Yeah.
You're the driver.
Whatever.
Anyway, your responsibility is to drive.
I got that done.
Oh, good.
And then I got on my treadmill. And I took the whole weekend off. And we ate pizza.
Oh, yum.
And we had two cookie parties.
Week. Oh, cookie parties?
And I had an icy at the beach boardwalk.
Yeah.
And then I got back on the treadmill yesterday.
I'm getting fat, too.
I can say, I stayed kind of flat, so I'm okay.
Yeah. Not me. It's been a bad week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, last week or so, I've just been like, holy cow, my pants are so tight. Let me get on the scale. Oh, my God.
I don't even own a scale. I just can't.
I used to weigh myself every single day. I forget sometimes. But I weighed myself yesterday and went, oh, boy.
The news wasn't good,
It was bad news. And then it was worse news today. And I didn't hardly eat anything yesterday.
You didn't?
No. I think I had like a bowl of cereal and an omelet for dinner. I'm like, oh boy, that looks terrible. Well, we had steaks on Sunday night, so I had a bunch of steak left over. I'm like, I'm making omelets. That's going to be good. A steak and cheese omelet. Come on, how Philly can you get?
Well, I would have used bread.
Oh, just had like a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had toast with it.
Well,
buttered.
Go.
That's right. You know, when I'm a lard ass, I'm going to put butter on my toast. Why would I have toast without butter?
It's all dry.
I know.
We went to the supermarket and had salads yesterday again.
Oh, that's what I got to start doing. I just got to get salad. Just get a big salad.
I mean,
listen,
my salad consists of lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, like all the stuff.
Some kind of creamy dressing. And I'd be putting seeds on there.
Oh, I put seeds on there. And then I'm like, okay, let's go have a glass of wine. We take our salads, walk over to the wine bar. The supermarket.
They have a supermarket wine bar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
like a
hilarious.
Beer garden wine bar.
They're becoming very full service.
They are. There's no
it's
need.
It's like the Bay
and
Club.
It was full.
You can go hang out over there all day.
Man,
yeah, I'm in the Whole Foods Club.
There's people everywhere, and everyone's enjoying it.
This is Knob Hill.
This is Knob Hill.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just hanging
inside
out.
Inside and outside.
Mm.
It's just packed. I was like, wow, that's probably the best thing you guys could have done for your business. Is to put in the food bar and the wine beer garden.
Make it
area.
A hang.
Uh-huh. There's a place to sit.
And people were hanging.
That's great.
Well, you figure, I do have to do this all the time. I can't, hang at the wine bar, but you stop for food, groceries, the steak you're going to have that night on the way home, and you go, you know what I should do?
Have lunch.
Let me grab something to eat real quick.
Yeah.
Yep. Some soup, whatever, a little
or
piece of chicken.
Let me get a glass of wine before I go get my meat.
That seems like it would be very
relaxing.
And then
I'm probably going to buy more meat.
No doubt. Oh, my God. That was delicious wine. I'm going to buy some of that wine.
Oh, and they do encourage that.
With wine and cheese.
I'm sure.
Right.
Okay,
probably have
cases
of it right there.
It's right there. That like they put the wines that they're featuring right up front. So you can go, have a taste. Oh, it's right there. Oh, okay.
Let me grab a bottle of that. That is delicious.
Right.
That's a buttery Chardonnay.
Exactly.
So weird.
So I hear people say, hey, boy.
I know.
Yeah, the
I
guy said it to
say
me
that
yesterday.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? What's the cheapest one you got?
Yeah.
$7? I'll take that.
Yeah.
I don't.
You have to spend all kinds of money for wine.
I'd be like, I want it to taste like whiskey. I want it to burn my toes. You got that in wine?
We don't have that in wine. We have that in whiskey.
Okay.
Go to Trader Joe's for your $2 chuck.
Right. That'll burn.
Yeah.
It burns coming back up, though.
I want my toes to curl. What kind of wine does that?
No kind of wine. That's in our whiskey department.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is funny. I do like the hot food. And we don't have, there's nothing as elaborate as that.
What do you have by you? Safeway?
I got a Safeway, and there's two Whole Foods in Mill Valley. Uh-huh. One of them is pretty elaborate, but I never go to that one because it's not walking distance really from my house, mile.
Yeah.
So I walk over to the one that's really close to my house, and that one does, it has the hot food buffet, but it doesn't have the, all the seating. And that sounds so inviting, you've got going on.
They keep it clean, and
that's
it's
what
just
you got to do.
Nice.
Just like, and is it shady?
Yeah. Well, it's indoors. They have an outdoors garden area that is shady, though.
Nice.
Not shady in a bad way, though. Shady.
I do.
Don't throw shade on me.
Don't throw shade. That's what's the line in the new Taylor Swift song? Something like, throwing on shade doesn't make them less gay?
Correct.
That's exactly the line.
What does that mean?
She's saying, don't, you know, it's not going to make a person less gay to dump on them.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, or something like that. Yeah. I really like that. I like that song so much better than that meme. Never like me. Like, I could never hear that song again. It'd be fine. But that.
Well, you're going to hear it next, Sarah. I believe it's next. No.
No, I actually dumped it. I dumped it. Get some other
she timed
Taylor
it just right. Pride Month, too.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Because shade never made anybody less gay.
It's still the same.
Yeah.
This is probably because I have a fat tongue or I'm just stupid, but I really hope they come up with it. Because you know when we were trying to do those commercials for the LGBTQ?
Yes. Oh, right.
I hope we come up with a better marketing plan.
Than just keeping on adding letters.
It's killing me.
I've been hearing LGBTQ plus.
Oh.
Like as in, and then anybody else that we might be forgetting.
Can we just call it the fun party?
Sure. The Rainbow Coalition.
Whatever. Yeah. No, you know what? We can't use that. I thought of that.
Why?
That's Jesse Jackson's charity.
Oh.
Thing.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's a charity. He's been
brought,
well, he's had so
Foundation.
Many fingers pointed at him about what he's up to with that, so you never know.
Well, let's steal the name away from him, then.
It'd be great. It's a perfect name. Yeah. I mean, there's the flag, the rainbow, whatever.
Sure. We're every color of the rainbow.
I understand, though. It's just me and my fat. Like, I can't get LGBTQ plus. I did it that time, but man.
It's a lot. It's a lot to come out of your mouth.
And I understand their situation. Like, you know, this their whole movement is about acceptance, and someone goes, hey, what about throwing this letter in? And they're like, well, we can't say no, can we?
Right, how can we? We're all about inclusivity. Yeah. All right, let's just, how about this? It's the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, plus 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right.
7, 8, 9.
I know, there's numbers in there. When you look at the full thing laid out, it has a number in it.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I've never even seen that one.
It's like 7 or 8 letters and a number. Well, and the number's just somewhere in the middle.
Mm. I don't see a number.
It's like a 2.
Really? Cubed.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know.
Squared.
Yeah.
Squared. Oh. Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's
Hey, homie.
Hi.
Oh, shoot.
It's LGBTTQQIAAP.
Where's the number?
Yeah, I don't see the number, though.
I don't think there's a number, Sarah.
Oh, maybe this is represented by the TT now.
Anyway, I fully support, but, you know, it'd be so much if something could roll off the tongue more
Let's
smoothly.
Let's just call it E for everybody.
They don't, well, that.
I know, I guess.
Whatever.
How about EBH, everybody but haters? How about that? Let's just go with that. Like people who just don't care what anybody
sure
else is up to.
I'm sure they're listening right now going, you know what? Hetero people.
Yeah.
You have no
Dear
clue.
Hetero people.
Yeah, you have
just
no
hetero group.
Right, exactly. We're going to have the name that we want.
Maybe they like hearing us sort of in commercials or whatever. They're probably
right,
snickering.
With our fat tongues. Oh my God, they can't get that out.
Dummies.
Well, right. So much for our GLAAD award this year.
Oh. What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm all in. I've never been more supportive. Just because I can't say the letters
the acronym.
Smoothly.
They need an acronym that, you know, like MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, you know, or it turns into a word.
Yeah. I just love all people.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What to say?
Lap, love all people.
Okay, I like that. Lap kisses.
Oh, yeah, like that. Lap kisses. Yeah.
All right. Our GLAAD award's gone.
Yeah. I mean, come
Shoot.
On. Oh, we've been super pro gay and pro everybody the whole time we've been here. So, and they still don't give it, they don't care about us. They don't care about us. So, Hooman, how's your mouth and how's your back?
Back is slowly but surely getting better. Mouth is super sore. Woke up, you know. Mouth pain this morning.
You getting any good meds? Getting addicted to anything?
Not yet.
Good.
Thank God.
Thank goodness, man. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So here.
I walked the stairs the other day for the very first time on the Lion Street to get some exercise. That was really difficult. I went up and down 6 times.
Nice.
Thank Jesus. You. 6 times? How many stairs are in that?
Oh, not that many. It's I didn't 3? Go all the way down. No, I'd say maybe like 40. Oh. 40 up and down.
Well, that's a nice workout. I hope you went slowly.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hooman, I will say this. For the first time in however long it's been since you started this whole inflammation-free diet, he was super jealous of what we're having, and he went and got some potatoes.
What were you guys having?
We're having steak and potatoes.
Oh.
Riley made smashed potatoes, so it's like you pre-cook them, and then you smash them.
Yeah.
And then you add oil and whatever else and
bake
them.
This was Sunday?
This was Sunday. So they were like crispy and delicious, and we were all like, oh my God, these potatoes. Hooman's like, I'm going to go get some potatoes.
Yeah.
Do it.
I thought the whole diet was centered on potatoes.
It is.
Yeah, but not good potatoes.
Oh.
Cold baked potatoes that have been cut into cubes.
It can't even be warm?
No.
Well, how does warmness change its calorie content?
He puts it in a salad. And he pre-makes them. He'll bake a bunch of potatoes for the week.
Well, for the day. For the day.
Potatoes.
For the week.
I don't know.
How many potatoes of a day does this consist of?
Well, I got the, I like the mini potatoes, those dumpling potatoes.
The red ones?
Yeah, the red and white. I get the mixed bag. Mm. I'd say I probably eat maybe 4 to 10 a day.
Oh, it's a lot of potatoes.
It is.
No salt, no butter?
No salt. When you were talking about buttering your bread, for a second I was like, oh man, I missed that.
Yeah. Well, you miss bread.
I do miss bread.
I mean, you're not even eating bread.
No.
You just like wipe butter on your tongue. Butter's got to be good, right? Just cow fat.
Hey, on a side note, how excited are you for this Fairmont Sonoma?
Oh.
People are losing their minds.
My God. I can't. This is
people are losing their. They're in the streets.
Oh, they're rioting. They're finally going to do a secret show.
All right, that's right.
How excited are you? I mean, you
I'm
get to run
excited.
Around and be Hoopra.
Yeah, absolutely. And are we doing that? The race again? Is there going to be a race?
No, there's not. There's going to be something else. There's a pajama llama
contest.
Ooh.
There's something else too. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. We have to announce it at 7. And I just am completely confused by the info I've been sent.
I don't see any.
No, because I didn't put it on there because it's so confusing. So
Let's just read
Berglund
it. Berglund
is probably rolling over in her bed right now because I'm emailing with her this morning.
How
but
dare she still be in
I was
bed.
Told one thing and now it's another thing, so I'm trying to. So at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a different way of people to win tickets in.
Oh.
I don't know. It's not even win tickets. You're going to go to a particular site and be able to grab tickets. And they're going to go.
For
probably
sale?
By the end of. No,
particular
not for sale.
Particular sites.
Yeah. So probably by the end of our show, they're going to be gone. Com.
Is it Rakuten?
Is it
it's got to be Rakuten, right?
Rakuten.
Rakuten.
Rakuten.com. Rakuten.com.
It's not RadioAlice.com?
We'll see, Vinny.
Is it Rakuten or it Rakuten?
No, don't say you're going to mess me up. Rakuten.
Oh, damn.
It's Rakuten.
Is that the site?
No.
Wait, so people do go there or they don't?
They know. Who's just BSing with you guys?
Hey.
So the 2S stands for two spirits in LGBT.
Oh,
there is a 2.
Two spirits?
There is a 2, yeah, two spirits.
Where'd you find that?
What does that mean?
Any two people?
Can you tell us what two spirits is?
Let's see. A tradition in many First Nations that consider sexual minorities to have both male and female spirits.
Oh. So that's where the 2.
Yeah, so it's LGBTIP2SQQAPKA.
Where's two
oh my
spirits?
God, what does K mean?
Kinky.
Kinky. Oh, really? Tell me all the things that means.
Oh, man. Okay.
Do it.
Wait. So, where's the two spirits in the thing you just said?
I looked through many websites and I found this one here. This is the most updated version.
No, but where is it in the stream of letters?
LGBTIP2SQQAPKA.
Oh, goodness. All right,
tell me all the things.
Say each one of them.
Right, it's even harder than I thought.
I know.
Like, lesbian. We're saying it wrong, and it's too hard.
We're only getting 5 of the letters.
Oh, my God.
Which is a relief.
I'll tell you all the stuff. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, intersex, pansexual, two-spirit, queer, questioning, asexual, polyamorous, kinky, and allies.
Where's the eyes?
What's allies?
I don't know. I just read it off the paper. I don't
know
where the
eyes would call myself an ally. I'm a friend.
I'm an A.
Oh, the I is intersex.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What is that again?
Oh, man.
I think I'm intersex.
No, you're not.
I think so.
He's definitely intersex.
People with two sets of genitalia.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, is that
awesome.
You, Vinny?
Yeah.
He's got two.
An ally.
One
that's on both
one's worlds. Like a tail. And the other one's on the front.
Darn, I'm not that.
Yeah. We're just allies.
Who's I thought you guys were kinky. He kinky?
We're all kinky.
I don't think I am all that kinky.
I can't be considered that.
I know I want to be, but I just am not.
It's just not a lot of stuff.
I think
stuff
I'm obsessed, but it really turns out I just do regular old
no,
straight sex.
No, there's some kinky stuff there. You know.
There is?
I mean, when we talk about the rusty mustache thing, that's definitely some kinky.
None
there.
Of us no. are into that. That was a joke that we were making.
No.
Yes.
No. Yuzette, can you set the record straight?
No yes. one's no one wants
no,
a
you're the only prune here, okay, Sarah?
Yeah. Rusty.
Anyway, the point is, that's not even kinky. That's not kinky.
Well, right,
that seems straight ahead these days. Kill me.
I know. Oh. Okay, yeah, you're right. That's not kinky.
That's not kinky.
Yeah.
And sex that's
toys?
Regular old married sex now. That's right. not even anything.
Yeah. No, it isn't. Sex
and
toys
it's not even
are
on the
you
menu
just said
every
right.
time.
Yeah, but then I took it back.
Yeah, well, too late. We know what you're up
I'm
to.
QA.
You've just gotten super careful.
Careful?
Yeah, you don't want to say.
Well, nobody wants to get any, you know, you don't want a urinary tract infection. You got to be careful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't want that.
Oh.
What? Nothing.
What happened?
It's time to go. Here we go.
All right.
Everybody ready?
Yeah,
Tuesday.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're off to the races. Oh, it's actually clear out. God, it was so foggy Ooh. On the way in. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, LGBTQI2SPRWXYZ.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.